Well, now to some new research about cancer. We know that being overweight puts women at greater risk for breast cancer, and obesity increases the chance that the cancer will come back after treatment. Well, it turns out that shedding extra pounds can help protect women under 60 from a recurrence of cancer, as Wendy Rigby from Texas Public Radio reports.
I had never had a mammogram, and I found a lump.
At age 50, Gina Caparelli was stunned by a breast cancer diagnosis that led to surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation.
It's hard. Physical, mental, spiritually, everything. It's a life-changing experience.
Since we started our treatment, how's your weight gone?
Up.
Caparelli's oncologist, Dr. Virginia Cacclamani of UT Health San Antonio Cancer Center, is a big advocate of controlling weight to stave off the return of breast cancer.
Lifestyle may actually help treat breast cancer as successfully as our chemotherapy does.
Cacclamani was part of a study published in the journal Cancer that showed women under 60 diagnosed with breast cancer can increase their chance of survival by losing weight. She says fat contains growth factors and hormones that can fuel cancer cells.
We store estrogen in our fat tissue. So the more fat we have, the more estrogen we have, and the more estrogen we have, we increase our risk of breast cancer coming back.
Women often gain weight during cancer treatment. They're sometimes prescribed steroids. Maybe they stop exercising. Some get depressed and turn to food for comfort. But many physicians believe cancer therapy isn't the time to stop healthy habits.
I think it's extremely important. Just because you're on chemotherapy, it doesn't really mean that the rest of your life needs to be on hold.
Patients like Gina Caparelli say it's difficult to live life as usual.
It's scary. It's a very scary disease because I live every day in fear that that's coming back.
But she's taken her doctor's advice.
I started walking. Every day I walk. I have to fight the fight.
Think about increasing your heart rate more than just walking.
Dr. Cacclamani acknowledges losing weight is not an easy task for most people.
It's a very hard conversation. What I typically say, listen, if it were easy, we would all be a size 2.
But Cacclamani believes breast cancer survivors who potentially have decades left to live will do hard things to decrease the risk of dying from the disease. For Here and Now, I'm Wendy Rigby in San Antonio.
And you're listening to Here and Now.